Everybody who's here is
gonna be here.
Everyone who said they'll be here is here.
I will call this meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals to order. Please call the roll.
Chairman Martin.
Here.
Ms. Davis. Not here. Dombrowski.
Here.
Mr. Lucchese. Lavach.
Here.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Here.
Mr. Smetana.
Here.
We have five.
All right. The first matter under this evening is approval of the minutes of a meeting that was held July 14th. These minutes were distributed to everyone. Everyone's had an opportunity to review them. We have a motion to approve these minutes.
A motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Smetana. Shoemaker.
Yes.
Fox.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
All right, then we have the findings of fact for the property at 934 Park Avenue. Again, these were distributed several days ago, so hopefully all the board members have had an opportunity to review them. We have a motion to approve the findings of fact for the property at 934 Park Avenue.
Make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion of these findings of fact? You all satisfied that they accurately reflect it? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Mr. Blavach.
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Yes.
Mr. Smetana.
Yes.
On the agenda is the approval of the findings of fact for the property at 138 Keystone. Again, these were distributed for everyone to review. We have a motion to approve these findings of fact.
A motion to approve the findings of fact.
Question? Changes you want made? And please call the roll.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Lavach.
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Yes.
Smetana.
Yes.
All right, then we also have the findings of fact for the text amendments to section 10-3 and 10-21 regarding solar energy systems. And will somebody make a motion to approve these findings of fact so that can be...
Make a motion to approve the findings of fact.
Second.
Any discussion? Satisfied that the findings of fact are accurate? Call the roll.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Lavach.
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, the next thing on our agenda is a variation request for the property 105 Thatcher Avenue. Anyone who's going to address the board tonight, would you please stand up and get...
Those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matter before this Zoning Board of Appeals?
All right, so we would like the applicant to step up to the podium, introduce themselves, and present the request for the variation. The hearings are recorded, so it's best if you speak one at a time so that no confusion is
recorded. It doesn't work well in our marriage, but we will do.
Good evening. Brett Hampson, 105 Thatcher, my wife Sarah. Having never done this before, exactly how do we begin? having never done this before, exactly how do we begin our request?
Would you like us to walk us through?
Well, you're asking for a variation, so it would be nice if you would told us what the variation request was, why you think you're entitled to it, what the basis is for us to ask that the variation be granted.
We gave two, the fence and the other, so would you like
to deal with them separately?
The first one is a request for a fence variation, asking to have a type 3 fence placed forward of the rear line of our house and replace a currently existing fence. We would like to do this because that we have a downstairs stairwell in that area of the property that is the most vulnerable area of our property, and it is well protected behind a privacy fence. We have had multiple break-ins over the years and such, and of course, police come by and walk. They asked if we wanted them to walk the property to discuss our security limitations, and they did so and pointed that this stairwell out is the weakest, most vulnerable point of our property and commended us on having it behind a privacy fence at that time. Practice in order to safeguard our property.
Clarify, the multiple break-ins were to the garage, not to the home.
You currently have a fence, is that correct?
Correct.
And are you replacing that fence?
Replacing it, yes.
And why are you replacing the fence?
Poor condition.
It's really in very poor condition. It was a major renovation to our home. So the fence had panels removed to get equipment back there, et cetera. And with each time that happened, it was created and the front portion fell in a snowstorm. Our contractor.
You're asking that the current fence be replaced with the same type of fence?
Exactly.
Correct.
The same.
The same height?
Correct.
The same material that's constructing it?
Correct.
The only difference
the same location?
Same location.
Oh, and there's no increase in the area that's going to be fenced in?
Correct.
The only changes where the
Radis, can you tell us what the difference is between the type of fence that would be fitted on this property and the type of fence?
Basically, they're requesting a type 3 fence, which would run from enclosing the rear yard from the garage along the property, along the south property line to a point that's approximately, 25, 26 feet. Beyond the front line of the, or beyond the rear line of the house. By the fence regulations, they are entitled to have that fence up to the rear line of the house. And then at that point, they would, according to the regulations, you're supposed to have a type 2 fence, which a type 2 fence is a metal fence, 80% open to view, and maximum of 6 feet high, whereas the type 3 fence can be any approved fence materials like wood, and it can be, it's the amount of openness is not regulated below 6 feet. It can be a maximum of 7 feet high. The portion of the fence between 6 feet high and 7 feet high has to be 50%. That's the two different kinds of fences that are under discussion here. This variation is only about the portion of the fence between the rear line of the house going forward to the west. I think it's about 25, 26 feet.
Okay. They're not asking for a fence of a height.
And it's the same exact fence that's in there now, correct?
I'm not 100% sure that it's exactly
yes.
The same. But
same
yes.
Design, same.
So they've stipulated that the new fence that replaces the current fence will be exactly the same as the fence as it currently exists. questions on the evidence.
Question I have is, so this basement entrance is on the south side of the house then?
Yeah.
Correct.
That's facing the corner,
yeah.
The side street.
Yes.
So that current fence extends past that,
mm-hmm.
and then goes toward the center of the house, let's say, or maybe a little bit toward the front?
Sure.
Correct.
So it does, basically, it's covering that entrance so you can't see from the street.
You would be able to see it from Thatcher and from Bob.
Okay.
At the 25 feet of the 29 feet, whatever it is, cliff, there's currently a...
There is currently a fence there.
Right. Any other questions about the... All right, so why don't you address for us the other variation that you're...
All right, the other variation is concerning setback regulations in the side front yard. There is a patio in that area for which we applied for and were granted a permit. Stated in the permit application for a hot tub pad, and we were granted this permit and went ahead and poured the concrete. And that work has been completed. Regulations, and then when we went through the process of applying for further permits, that mentioned that we were putting a hot tub on this pad. We were told that that was in violation and we'd like to place that, continue to place that.
Like.
Now, where's the pad? In?
That same exact
spot. It's in the same area near the stairwell.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Floor was removed. Our rear entrance. There's the basement section, yard, which some homeowners may are, but probably with the removal of the door, et cetera, side front, or however it's referred to. So we submitted a plan for both the, because we moved the doors, we had, so this was, whatever, there,
2021.
So when we submitted this in writing and visually, we didn't know when we would get a hot tub. Not available. If anyone's cars, that's what it was. History, you go to store places, and they. So we didn't know when we would get a hot tub or if we would get a hot tub, but we were, as part of our hardscaping plan, we're saying this is where we would like to put one. Part of the plan that we would like to. So when the plan was reviewed, there were a lot of things that came up, like the rain garden. If you drove by our property, there's a house to our north that is extremely close to our. So the architect who did the plan sort of tried to make as much use of the yard that is not next to our neighbors, primary dwelling of their home, their kitchen. So we wanted to put a hot tub on the side of the house, and anything that came up during the permitting process, not infringing, et cetera. So we thought that this was permitted for the hot tub pad per the contract
grading permit.
The scope of the project, the
scope
of work document, et cetera. We thought it was being reviewed. And
you have a very special lot because of your corner. And
correct.
That creates a number of difficulties that normally don't enter. Cliff, could you tell us why is a permit needed for a hot tub?
In general, hot tubs are regulated almost exactly like swimming pools, and there are a number of safety concerns. Start with the equipment itself, the hot tub, versus a pool, does it meet certain specific regulations? After that, there's also concerns like, are there any hazards next to it? Like, sometimes we'll get a plan and it shows a pool or a hot tub and it's right underneath the power lines. Well, that's a very dangerous place to put it. Or sometimes they'll put it in over if somebody has an underground electric service to the house. They'll put it on top of the underground electric service. Again, a very dangerous place to put it. So there's a number of things where there is a process. There is a swimming pool permit, which is also covers hot tubs. And, you know, there's specific things we look for regarding safety. The other thing also is in regard to, where this is put, is it in a place that's allowed by zoning? The definition of yard say that, in a required yard, you're not allowed to have any structures or uses, temporary or permanent. And, structures or uses.
Is that included?
Furniture, yeah, true. If you get down to things like furniture, can you have your lawn chairs can you put your lawn chairs and sit in your side yard, required side yard, or your required front yard? We're not going to regulate that. On the other hand, if you take your required side yard and put a fence next to the fence and turn it into a dog run, now you have a use that's pretty obnoxious, and we have had to have one of those removed in my tenure. People will try and put garbage corrals, and they'll try and put them in the side yards. Take their garbage, move it away from their house, put it next to their neighbor. We also have issues with outdoor kitchens, grills, so on and so forth. And also, a hot tub or a swimming pool is a use. And so hence why we flagged it. To go to the applicant's point, they applied for a certain number of yard improvements. They were largely paving and a bit of a snafu. It came in, it looked like a paving permit. The people who reviewed it said, paving, okay, approved. They were not thinking about hot tub. I mean, there was some reference in the documents that they were looking to put a hot tub in that location, but, it evaded us. So, hence, when they applied, it popped up on our radar screen.
Cliff, I have a question. As far as the hot tub is concerned, how far is it supposed to be off the property line by code?
The issue is that you have a corner lot. In this case, the front yard faces to the west towards the main street. The yard facing the side street is a front yard on the secondary street. So they're both front yards. And in a required front yard, whether it's front or secondary, no uses are permitted. And again, similarly, we were talking about the other side of this property, the side yard, it would be the same kind of issue. The only place that you're allowed to put accessory structures in that by the ordinance is the rear yard.
Question I have is, they did go about it the right way and the village missed it. Is that correct?
I would say, yes. Okay. I mean, the people who are reviewing it were not reviewing it. I mean, it kind of went through the process as, okay, how much of the backyard are they paving over? Where is the water going? That was the kind of review that happened. It didn't go through saying, we have a hot tub. Here's the hot tub. This is where it goes. This is the equipment that it comes with. These are the connections it's going to have. That was not, the paving for the slab underneath it was there, but the rest of the specifics of the hot tub were not.
Now, is this where the hot tub is? Is that considered a side yard or the front yard?
It is a front yard on the secondary street.
Have the hot tub now?
Yeah.
Are all the connections ready installed for the water?
There's no water connection, but the electric. The exact bench is 30 something inches.
There's no way you would be able to see it from,
see it from the street.
You get in.
No.
You just flip.
Permanent structure. Was to able
this is a more or less portable hot tub.
Correct.
They can unplug it, move it somewhere, wherever. Not that you do that. So I mean, I would look at it as a more or less permanent use.
Out in the variation, it says balance of an above ground, not permanently installed hot tub.
Ground, it's not
you
very,
can
you, move
you
can
them
move
if
around.
You want to. It's not like the best for the hot tub, but you can.
Very okay. Difficult to do when full, but empty, it's a one man operation.
Any other questions? Anything else you want to tell us?
I think just that there isn't anywhere else that we can put it. It might be able to be approved to go next to our neighbors, but I wouldn't.
Just one question. Here on the the was entrance to the house with the security.
There's a picture of it in there with a gate open, but
just to give you a reference point, yeah, there's a picture of kind of the before where it was
page five.
No, it's
a basement on five.
Page 16.
South of the east of the open entrance. Entrance to the gate is westerly of the
correct. West of the former entrance. Yes, in the distance, in the top left corner.
It was all poured together just now.
Any other questions? Anything else you want to tell us? Audience, we'll close the public portion of the meeting. And we there are two separate requests for variation.
Thank you all for your time.
Deal with the request for the fence variation. Is 4-8-4 of the code. Whatever you want. Any discussion or any questions of the applicant on the variation request for the replacement of the fence? with the variation for the replacement of the fence.
Make a motion on the replacement of the fence.
Make a motion to approve
the variation. Approve to the replacement of the current fence with a new fence.
There's a second. So it's been moved and seconded that we recommend to the Board of Trustees variation of Section 4-8-4 of the code be approved. Roll, please.
Mr. Smetana.
Yes.
Shoemaker.
Yes.
Botch.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. And then we have a request for a variation. Permit the installation of a temporary in the side yard, a variation of Section 10-9-7 of the code. In order to initiate discussion, does somebody want to make a motion on this variation request?
No, so this is number two. I'll make a motion. That variation.
I'll second it.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded that we recommend to the Board of Trustees the approval of the variation to Section 10-9-7 of the code. So we're clear if that would permit them to place a non-permanent hot tub at that location.
Correct.
All we're giving approval.
That's all we're approving, yes.
It was a 10-8-9.
The remember is 10-9 is the R2 district, and the side yards or the setback requirements reference the same requirement, the same section for the R1 district. So you go to 10-9-7 and it bounces you to 10-8-7, which has the more specific.
So we do want to deal with 10-9-7, and that would include 10. So it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All right, you want to call the roll, please?
Chairman Martin.
Yes.
Dombrowski.
Yes.
Botch.
Yes.
Shoemaker.
Yes.
Mr. Smetana.
Yes.
All right, so the Zoning Board of Appeals will recommend to the Village Board that both of the variations that you've requested be granted. You'll have to have a subsequent meeting to adopt the findings of fact, and then it'll go before the Village Board. And whether or not you get in the hot tub this fall or not, mate. Thank you for. All right, so there's nobody in the audience that wants to address us unless Matt has something that you want to say. Last thing on the agenda is the next meeting. Cliff, we got an email from you about having it on the 15th.
On the 15th. Already gotten three members who said they can be there and one who said they can't. Mr. Houseel's lack of availability for the earlier.
And what do we have scheduled on the 15th? Variation request?
There is a zoning variation request. And
they're coming back with ADUs, is that what it is? Okay. Any other questions? Motion to dismiss?
Motion to dismiss.
Say aye.
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 Thanks, everybody.